As a reminder to media members who've just joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches this morning, and then we'll get those questions into them as soon as we can. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Hofstra Pride, Joe Mihalik. Good morning, Coach Mihalik.
Good morning.
Good morning. Certainly a difficult week for you guys since we last talked, an 8-point loss at home to James Madison, and then a hard-fought game down at Charleston, come up on the short end, 77-71. Before we talk about the week ahead, just kind of give me your view on those two games.
Yeah, we got outplayed by James Madison. They were tougher than us, more physical than us, and deserved to win that game. And then I thought our kids played real well. We were a different team down there at Charleston against a very good team. Charleston's a really, really good team, and so we played well down there.
Just going back to that Charleston game, that's a defense that is ranked among the best in the nation. You guys able to do well against them offensively. What was so effective for you in that game?
Geez, I don't know if it was any one thing or any one person. We actually had a couple of guys that didn't do much. So Justin Wright Foreman's has shown that he's a gifted scorer, and you know, I guess we played off him a little bit.
Talk a little bit about Justin. He's averaging 21 points over the last six games, and certainly been great in conference play. And did you sort of see that coming? And how maybe last year he played some minutes for you, but maybe going just against guys like Wanye and Amin Tanksley in practice, how did that help him improve?
Yeah, that helped him a lot. He probably should have played more last year. That's my fault. You know, he's, as I said already, he can score. He's just a tough guy to guard, and he can score. We got to get him doing some other things better, but he can score.
We're here with Hofstra head coach Joe Mihalik. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Another guy that had a really nice game for you down at Charleston, your freshman Eli Pemberton with 21 points, has certainly established himself as one of the top young players in this conference this year. What do you like about his game?
Elijah was very good the other day. I was happy for him. I'm particularly proud of the fact he had to step in for Deron Powers. You know, we lost DeJure Bowie for the season, our backup point guard, and Deron was sick, so he only played about 10 minutes and really didn't have it. He wasn't feeling good, so I was proud of Elijah for stepping in there and carrying the load.
What he seems to be able to provide you not only scoring, but helps in a lot with a lot of different areas, which for a freshman has been impressive. I think 5 20-point games now. Just what allows him to score the ball so well?
Yeah, he just does a little bit of everything well. He's a well-rounded player.
You guys head back on the road, head back south this week with trips to Elon and UNCW. Looking at the Elon game, what are some of the challenges that they're going to present for you?
Yeah, 4 out of 6 to start the season on the road, and we finish that way too. 4 out of 6 on the road to finish the season. So we gotta be tough here. Yeah, Elon can really score. Watch a lot of tape like everybody else does, and it's going to be a real challenge to try to, you know, somehow keep them from scoring. They got a lot of weapons.
Got a media question in queue if you get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Alex Brewery with the Wilmington Star News.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. I think I'm probably going to take the next question away, but just when you come down to Wilmington, obviously, you know, the best scoring offense in the conference, and you guys are just behind them there. Do you go into a game like that just assuming it's going to be about who scores the most points, not who defends the best? How do you approach that game when you've got two offenses that are playing at such a high level?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, it's, and I'm not trying to be a wise guy, but you know, it's you know, what's going to win the game, the offense or the defense? I don't know. I mean, you better be good at both with them, because that's, you know, Kevin's done a great job. That's a top 25 team for sure. You know, I'm hoping they're getting talked about here as somebody that's you know, should be nationally recognized as one of the, you know, a team that you know, it looks like they're the best team in the league and could very well win the whole league. But if they don't, they should get a large bid, that's for sure.
Do you think that, I mean, given what tape you've seen on them, do you, your guys obviously have some firepower themselves. Do you think you have enough firepower to stick with them? I mean, is that kind of what the game plan is?
You know, you can believe this or not, but I have not watched them on tape yet. I just won't do that. I just have a thing about that. I got a great staff, and they're watching. I have one assistant that's all he's doing now for is watching their tape. But I don't know if it's superstitious or whatever. But we've got Elon Thursday night, and that's really and truly all I'm thinking about.
Okay.
All right, Joe. Thanks very much for your time this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
You got it.
All right, thank you.